Here we go. Does it get any bigger than this? No, it does not. It's the only unbeatens this weekend in the NFL going head to head. It's Monday Night Football. Oh, there's two Monday Night Football games. Well, you know who Monday Night Football is sending their A team, which game they're sending it to? Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Lisa Salters, their big production crew, to Raymond James Stadium. And this game is an hour earlier than the other game. All eyes are on this game. Now, I know that there are a lot of NFL fans thinking that the Buccaneers, it's nice 2-0. They're going to get their clocks cleaned against a team that went to the Super Bowl, against a team that has such a good defense, against a team that has a run pass option. He's very good with his legs. Jalen Hurts, wasn't he runner up in the MVP last year? That was last year. Yeah, they're 2-0. So are the Buccaneers. So let the better team win. I do not think the Buccaneers are going to get their clocks clean. Now, I was at one buck all this week. I'm going to give you the vibe, and the vibe was very, very high, especially on Thursday. We got in there, man, they were pumping that music with that big speaker that they got over by Yaya Diaby's and Ramirez's lockers. And Devin White was like, hey, guys, turn it down. I'm trying to talk to the media here. And then even when they turned down the speakers, the loud noise, everybody was so pumped up. They are ready. They are feeling good. And I'm going to let you know all that I've seen behind the scenes. Let me give you the Philadelphia side. Let me give you the matchups. My segment is called Under the Rock. Also, what they were saying. I was there for all the interviews. My name is Rock Rowley, and this is JoeBucksFan.com. This podcast here today is brought to you by Bill Curry Ford. BillCurryFord.com. Bill Curry Ford is only 1 mile north of the stadium on Del Mabry. You can't miss it. The good thing about Bill Curry, man, they've been around. They've been doing it right. Family owned since 1960, and family owned does make a difference. General Manager Sean Sullivan, he's the quarterback of that place. He does a podcast. He's a big Bucks fan. He's a big football fan. He'll take care of you. He will help you personally. All you got to do is ask. You can find Sean's email at their website, which is BillCurryFord.com, or you can stop in at the dealership. That's what I always like to do. Everybody with Amazon, this and that. I still like to go to the store. Order a new vehicle now at BillCurryFord.com. It is so easy, and ordering concierge can assist you. There's no deposit, and GM Sean Sullivan will give you a $500 gift card just for placing the order. Ask for the Joe Bucks Fan discount. Make sure you do when you're at Bill Curry Ford, and you will get it. Every new vehicle comes with a nationwide lifetime warranty. So again, BillCurryFord.com. They're right off of Del Mabry, 1 mile north of the stadium. Ask for Sean Sullivan. Tell him the Rock O'Reilly and the Bucks Kickoff Podcast sent you. All right, let's get right into this game. Before I tell you all the stuff that I saw, that I found out this week, what do we got for this? Two teams that are 2-0, all right? Nobody's playing error-free football. Nobody. Buccaneers are led by their defense, and it's going to be like that, I would think, all season long. Now, the offense has gotten better. We'll get into that. The Buccaneer defense is the best in the NFL when it comes to sacking opposing quarterbacks. They have 8 sacks and from 7 different players. How about a rookie, Christian Izian? He was out of Rutgers. Todd Bowles, who's been on him for a while, he goes, I told you this kid is good. He's got not one but 2 picks. And on the other side, the Eagles are led. They really are by their defense, especially up front. You got the defensive tackles. You got Jordan Davis. Jalen Carter is a stud. You would never know he is as young as he is the way he has played. They are the number one ranked run defense in all the NFL. They got a good corner in Darius Slay. 1 pick, 4 passes defended. The slot corner is Maddox. 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. 2 passes deflected, 1 forced fumble. He's good. And they're good up front. But you know what? Baker Mayfield has been playing damn good football. No turnovers. We all knew the knock on Baker Mayfield, gunslinger, turnover machine. He has not committed a turnover. 104.4 passer rating. The Buccaneer offensive line that has been retooled, revamped, has only given up 1 sack. Now, Yes, it is because Baker Mayfield is getting rid of it fast. Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator, was telling us that they have a mark that they want to hit. Baker, you got to get rid of it in 2.7 seconds or less. And so far, they've been way under that. Baker Mayfield, and I asked this to Canales. You know, you've been pumping him up all during camp and mini OTAs and mini camp. But is there something that has actually surprised you? Why is he playing so good right now? And he said, it's because he's seen every defense. It's his experience. And he's been here all offseason. And he's been going up again. Now, Canales didn't say this, but some other players have said that. And Mayfield said this. He's been going up against the Buccaneer defense in practice. You know, that's only going to make him better. So you combine all of that and his escapability, and he's not turning it over. He's making the right reads, and especially with that right side, Cody Mauch, he was a little banged up with the back. You get a key, you know, Hainsey at center. He gets rid of it quick. He's also not just throwing it away to get rid of it, throwing it away. So far, Baker Mayfield, you look at numbers, man, and you look at other NFL quarterbacks. You look at what Jalen Hurts. Go look at his numbers. Look at Baker Mayfield's numbers. Right now, Mayfield is playing really, really good. All right, what about the Eagles' pass offense, though? The Eagles' pass offense has yet to click in two games. Jalen Hurts can run, and he can throw. There's not saying he can't throw. No, he can throw. He's got Devontae Smith and he's got A.J. Brown. 22 of the team's 40 catches have come from Smith and A.J. Brown. The Eagles are fifth in the NFL in scoring. They're right at 30 points a game, 29.5. Jalen Hurts has thrown for two touchdowns. He's run for two touchdowns. But right now, it's that Eagles defense that I am expecting to pose a serious damn challenge to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Eagles D in the back end, they've had injuries to their corner James Bradbury, also a Blankenship, their safety. They have given up an NFL high, 7 touchdown passes, only 1 interception. So, as much as they get a lot of praise and should up front, you know, this is right now. This is game number 3 in the 2023 season. This isn't the Super Bowl year. This is right now. Also, this game, the Monday night game, the stadium looks different. The lights look different. If you've been to Raymond James Stadium on a Monday night game, the way it's dressed up, you can just feel it. The players know it because everybody is watching. And Rondé Barber from the Hall of Fame, the Buccaneer legend, is going to be honored. And you know what? When I asked Baker Mayfield about how pumped are you to not play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he said it was the hottest damn game he was ever in. And everybody, any of you that went to Raymond James Stadium, everybody has said the same thing. Brutal, brutal. But Baker Mayfield likes playing under the lights. He likes the big spotlight. But you know what he said when I asked him that question on Wednesday? He said, I'm excited for Rondé and Rondé's getting honored. He mentioned Rondé Barber first. He was at Rondé Barber's premiere for his documentary at the Tampa Theater the night before on Tuesday. You also got to go back. If you go back, the Buccaneers, like, I don't go too much into what a team did against a team last year or the year before or a year before, because each year is really different. Look at this Buccaneer team this year compared to last year. It's totally different. But the Buccaneers have won the last 4 times versus the Eagles. The last time, if you remember, it was the wild card playoff game. Do you remember that, Ray J? 2021? The Buccaneers won 31-15. I don't know if you remember. The Buccaneers were up 31-15. Brady had touchdowns to Evans and Gronk. They took a 31-0 lead. I mean, that's the last time. And it was funny. I listened to Sirianni's press conference on Monday, And he was getting hit with a lot of questions. Have you looked at the tape of Todd Bowles' defense from the last time they played? What are you taking from that last time? And he was like, yeah, we'd look at it, but we don't put a lot of stock into that. You always look at the last time you played that team and you look at that tape. But this is a new year. But anyway, that was something else. And anyway, they've had their number. All right, let me go back to last week with the Buccaneer win. Let me go back very quickly to the Eagles win over the Vikings. And then I want to start to give you what nobody else is going to give you, the behind the scenes of all that I saw and learned at One Buck. All right, the Buccaneers beat the Bears and they beat them handily 27-17. Mayfield, if you really look at it, since that slow start in the first game, do you remember that first series? It was looking bad at that time. You were like, you know, you don't want to push a panic button, but like, And then even when he did have some guys open, he was so amped up, he was throwing a little bit high. Since that slow start, he has thrown 173 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Last week, he's done well. But in last week's game, two touchdowns, no INTs in the win over Minnesota. Two games now, he's 47-68, 501 yards, three touchdowns, 7.4 yards per attempt. His PFF grade is third among all quarterbacks in the NFL. Where was he ranked coming in? Was he ranked number three? That high? He is playing that way right now. And he's happy. And you know what? I am going to interject a little behind the scenes here. I'm in the facility walking to the locker room. And who comes by right next to me walking in stride? General manager Jason Light. And so I just said to Jason, congratulations. Shook his hand. 2-0, man. Nice start. You know, thank you very much. Hey, man, it must feel pretty good. He's like, it beats the alternative. And we were laughing and this and that. And I said, we just talked to Baker. And we had just talked to Baker Mayfield. I said, he seems so content, so happy here, where he is right now. And yes, Jason agreed with me. There was also, you know, Baker Mayfield, if you've been following, and then that's it. I'm not going to tell you anymore. We were just a little small talk. But I'm sure you have read about it. If you hadn't, he's had off-the-field financial problems where money was taken from him that they couldn't figure out where it was, and it ended up being family, people working for him, and this and that. He that now has been like, his head is on straight. He's been here all off-season to work with receivers, to learn the offense. He's had so many offensive coordinators. He's come in where he hasn't had the offseason. He's the guy. The team is rallying around him. And he is feeling really, really good. Because a lot of times, man, as fans, you don't see. You just see what they do on the field. He sucks. Oh, he doesn't give me any yak. Oh, man, he got burned, man. You know, and you don't know what's going. Now, look, they're paid a lot of money. You as a fan, and you're supporting them by buying merchandise or tickets or clicking and watching games or things like that. So I get it. I understand. All you care about is on Sunday. But they're also human beings, and sometimes there's stuff going on in their personal life that's going to affect them. And all I'm telling you is Baker Mayfield right now is in a real good place. Let's go to the Buccaneer defense. Picking off Justin Fields two times. The Buccaneers defense sacked Justin Fields six times. The game was tight. Do you remember, even though it didn't seem like it was tight, I'm looking at the scoreboard. The Buccaneers were up 20-17, and Justin Fields from his end zone threw that pick six to Shaquille Barrett. Oh, my God, the whole story. It almost teared me up with Shaquille Barrett and how the Mike Evans came over and they were all just like, oh, my God, you know, he lost his baby daughter in the drowning. And then not only that, he's coming off of an Achilles. And to make that play and to get in and to seal it, it was just apropos. It was apropos. Bucks fast start last week, drove 77 yards, 12 plays. McLaughlin hit the field goal. That's the thing that they got to improve. In the red zone, you got to start scoring touchdowns. It's going to come back to bite you in the ass. Your defense is playing good. You're playing complimentary football, so you're getting the W's. You got to be better, and they made that a point in the meetings. Players even talked about it, and they made it a point at practice. By the way, they were pumping in that crowd noise again during practice. Even though it's a home game, they're expecting it to be loud. There's going to be a lot of green. There's going to be Eagles fans that are here. You know that. So they're ready for it. Christian Isian, we talked to him. He doesn't come across like an undrafted rookie. He really does not. He's very, very confident. Very, very confident in himself. Another pick. He's got two now in two games. The Buccaneers defense did not have two starters in that game. Carlton Davis was out with the turf toe. Kalijah Kancey with the calf. And they were still able to play as good as they did. All right, let me go back to the Eagles game. If you didn't see the Eagles game, it was against the Vikings. The Vikings are a mess. But the Eagles ended up winning 34-28. So they're 2-0. Jalen Hurts ran for two one-yard touchdowns. He's got that sneak down. He threw a 63-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith is a talent. Devontae Smith, when he was in the combine getting drafted that year, he actually worked out with Yo Murphy in Tampa because I had interviewed Yo Murphy. He's like, oh, you know who's here? Devontae Smith. And he worked out with Yo Murphy. He's very familiar with Tampa, but he's good. He is damn good. Hurts in the offense, though, they have not been clicking in the first half. Two games now. First half, sluggish. Running back DeAndre Swift was the man. 175 yards rushing. The Vikings, again, they're beating themselves. They're turning it over. They had three turnovers, as we all saw in that first half against the Buccaneers. They lost three fumbles in the first half to the Eagles, four overall last Sunday in that game. And then, okay, the Eagles took advantage of those miscues. Jalen Hurts, his numbers, not a lot of big, he didn't have big numbers. And it's mostly to Devontae Smith. 193 yards passing. 131 on four catches go to Smith. A.J. Brown. Now, here's the deal. A.J. Brown is a stud. A.J. Brown was only targeted four times. He had four catches, 29 yards. He got into it in the sidelines with Jalen Hurts. I'm sure you saw the video. Coach Nick Sirianni had to go over and step in. A.J. Brown on Thursday, cleared the air and said, no offense to any reporters that were writing about that, that what you saw on the sidelines, but you made more of it. I'm not against Jalen Hurts. That was in the emotion of the moment. You know, you get amped up like that. Not only, I'm tight with Jalen Hurts. There's no problem at all. I just want to win. And as most wide receivers, and Sage touched on this on his podcast this week. Like Mike Evans, you say what you will, and he's pissed that he didn't get the big contract. He's balling out, and he's not a diva. And so many wide receivers, really, if they're not getting targets, they're going to complain, and they're going to bitch, and they're going to be Karens. And Mike Evans is not like that. But anyway, A.J. Brown cleared the air. Second week in a row, though, that the Eagles have started slow. Not a lot of big plays. Now, they do have a new offensive coordinator in Brian Johnson. Is it a Super Bowl hangover? I know Lee brought that up on the Sage podcast. There's plenty of, stats and Sirianni was asked about that. He didn't think so. They didn't play their starters in the preseason. But you know what? A lot of teams didn't play their starters in the preseason. A new offensive coordinator? Hell, this is the entire new offense without the GOAT with Dave Canales, and he's never called plays before. So I don't want to hear the excuses. Whatever it is, they have been starting slow. When it goes bad, so far, what this coordinator for the Eagles is doing, go to the run. Go to the run. We know we can do that. They actually had 13 runs on a 16-play drive. Hurts finished with that one-yard sneak, and then they took a 10-7 lead. So if, for some reason, the Eagles' offensive aerial attack is not working, then expect them maybe to just say, all right, we're going to go to the run. All right, now I'm going to give you my, this is my favorite part, because this is something, everybody can read the, you know, read the internet. Everybody can watch the games. Anybody can watch the All-22. I am in there, and I'm going to tell you what I've seen inside One Buck and what they were saying. But before I do that, let me just tell you about Bill Curry Ford. If you are in the market for a vehicle, there's one place and one place only to go. It is Bill Curry Ford Tampa, located 1 mile north of the stadium on Del Mabry. They've been in beeswax since 1960, family owned, and that really does make a difference. GM Sean Sullivan, huge Bucks fan, huge Joe Bucks fan, will help you personally. All you have to do is ask. Plenty of ways to get a hold of him. If you want to email Sean Sullivan, go to BillCurryFord.com. BillCurryFord.com, or just stop in at the dealership. It's on Dale Mabry. Order a new vehicle now at BillCurryFord.com. It's so easy. There's an ordering concierge, and the ordering concierge will help you out. No, you don't have to put down a deposit. And to do you one better, GM Sean Sullivan will give you a $500 gift card for just placing the order. And ask for the Joe Bucks Fan discount, and you will get it. Every new vehicle comes with a nationwide lifetime warranty. That is Sean Sullivan at BillCurryFord.com. All righty. I cannot wait for this game, man. I cannot wait for this game. I know. So we're going to find out. Yes, we're going to find. You know what, though? We're going to find out after the season is what team the Buccaneers are. It's only game number 3. All right, let me get to under the rock. What I have seen. Baker Mayfield, when they come out and do stretching, Baker Mayfield doesn't wear his jersey. He has on this black thing. And all preseason, all practices, he would always be near number 2, Kyle Trask. He would be in front of Kyle Trask. Since the season started, he's nowhere near Trask. He's way over to the side. He's with some of the linemen. When they're going out and they're running, they're doing stretching, their calisthenics. They got their strength and conditioning coach that's yelling out stuff. Then he puts on the jersey, and then they go to their position groups. His shoulder looked fine. You know, he was on the shoulder report for the first week. He's been fine. He's been playing physical. His ball was coming out good. He looks fine. No problem at all. He was also asked this week, does he have any superstitions? And he's like, yeah, I got some. Just some music that I put on game day on my headphones. But so all in all, everything's going good right there. Dave Canales, I've told you guys this. I'm telling you, man, he's legit. His energy is... it's not like over the top or annoying. Like, he's real. He always looks everybody in the eye. He gives you good answers. And he's always running. He's running, and that carries off. He even says there's times in practice where all of a sudden he's bringing you can see the team down. Boom, he'll call a quick change. Or he'll call something else to just bring them back up. Like, he's very aware like that. You know, because he blew Todd Bowles out of the water in the interview process. Rap Sheet mentioned this in NFL Network, and he was spot on. They interviewed, like, what, 10 guys, 12 guys? And Todd Bowles didn't know Canales at all. It is still the good old boy network. Like, I can't imagine anywhere else where a head coach is going to give a coordinator a gig that he never met him before. But that's what happened. Bowles said he was just blown away. And I get that feeling from Canales. You know what he does too? They set up these hurdles, and it's usually for the running backs. They loosen up like their hips. They will high step over the hurdles. They don't run over them. They'll go sideways, up, lifting their legs over. Sometimes they'll go backwards over. Like, I'd always seen Lenny Fournette do that last year. Canales goes over and does it. You know, he's in great shape, and it's just one of those things that it's infectious. Because it's the monotony. Practices drag sometimes. Season drags on. So that's what I've noticed from that. The locker room vibe was very upbeat. It was upbeat on Wednesday. Really upbeat on Thursday. It was upbeat last Thursday. You get in there. Music is blasting. You know, they got that big old big speaker that's right over there by Yaya Diaby and Tryon Chayenka's always dancing, and they were blasting it. And everybody was singing, and it was like, man, this is a happy locker room. Again, they're 2-0. You're going to be playing on Monday night. It's early in the season, so you're not beat up yet. You know, everything is good, and nobody expected them to do anything. That's what's nice, because I don't know if you saw what the GOAT said this week. It was nice for Brady to actually watch the games as a fan, because when he was playing, you're so like, oh, I hope that team, oh, they got to lose. That will help us. Oh, I'm so this and that. And they had the expectations with Brady, and they had won the Super Bowl. And you're not going to be a shitty team or a below 500 team. So, I mean, this team, nobody picked them to do anything. Nobody picked them to start 2-0 going into this Monday Night Football game against a 2-0 Eagles team. Nobody expected Baker Mayfield to have no turnovers. Nobody expected Baker Mayfield's stats to be amongst the third best in the NFL. Or, oh my God, would I go to his third down percentage, which they were usually bad last year. So, I mean, of course they're feeling good. And you got two guys, one table chess. You got the card game going over again. Devin White and Evans, they're buddies. But I mean, the vibe was really, really good. And I liked Joe Bucks fan did a great job listening to and giving us the nuggets. No risk it, no biscuit. Bruce Arians has a podcast now. And he went to practice. Now, we did not see him last week during the media open session that we're allowed to watch. So I didn't know he was there. And he said, wow. And he's been around a long time. He said the vibe was really, really good. And they were also rallying around Baker. He likes Baker. And he goes, I like Trask too. You know, he's got to throw in there about Trask. But I've noticed that. Very, very upbeat. Let's see, Baker. Oh, Devin White. Devin White, he is loving life. He will come by and like, two best linebackers in the game, him and Levante. Or what they do is now, they bring the players, they don't want you interviewing, because what happens is it turns into piranha. It's if somebody goes over, especially one of the TV camera photographers, videographers, or a reporter, and the light goes on, and then somebody comes over, and then it's boom. They want the players do the interviews with this background that they have in the middle of the locker room, Advent Health Center, the red, you know, the color. Okay, because somebody was starting to, no, please bring it over here. But they usually have to bring the players over, like bring over Evans, bring over Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs, he is a good dude. He's doing Baldy's breakdowns. You know Baldy from NFL Network? He was like, it is so hard to go from the right side to the left side because your dominant hand, you're used to it. It's like picking up a fork or eating with a spoon with your opposite hand. It takes a while to get used to. Try writing with your other hand. You know what I'm saying? And he has made that transition pretty damn good, real good. It ain't perfect. It ain't perfect. But in the locker room, I heard Tristan Wirfs yell out to one of his other linemen. He's like, damn, Thursday night football quarterbacks, Brock Purdy. I wrote it down. Whatever Brock Purdy's making, like Brock Purdy, $480,000 a year. Daniel Jones, like 27 mil or something like that. Like players will tell you, oh, they don't keep up on stuff. They do. They do keep on up. But anyway, my point is they got to bring over or Evans on the last day of media availability or they bring him over. Can you go over here? Devin White shot to where the middle of the locker. They didn't have to bring him over. He is so amped up and he's playing like that. I said, are you in a good mood? Then he was laughing. I like everybody on this team except Antoine Winfield. Oh, man, he's always trying to do this stuff. Like, he is in a good headspace right now. I think he knows he's in a pretty damn good spot. This is a good defense. He's going to make his bag, make his money, and he's in the prime physically. He's still a young guy. He's been around. He knows. He and Levante, and they know the defense. They don't have to, they can just react. They don't have to think. So no wonder he's in a good mood. No wonder he was in a good mood. Godwin. This stuck out to me. So we're talking to Godwin. Godwin's always really good, good with the media. You know he's a hell of a player. And 2-0, you're 2-0. He was asked by a reporter, and he stopped and he said, 2018, we were 2-0. That team is not this team. How did that year turn out? And I'm looking at Godwin, and I'm like, wait a minute. I think I just looked him up last week. I think he's only, 27? That would make it, if he came out of Penn State at 22, so that's 5 years. Was he even here at 2018? He was. It was his rookie year. 2018, 2023, that seems like it's a long time ago. And he had it down right away. 2018, we started 2-0. How did that turn out? And I looked it up just to refresh my memory. Dirk Cutter was the head coach. Jameis started. His 3-game suspension, do you remember that? For groping the Uber driver in the drive-in. They finished 4th in the NFC South that year. They finished 5-11. Yeah. The Buccaneers' first game, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he wasn't Fitzmagic then. They put up 48 points. They beat the Eagles in week 2. They almost damn near beat the Steelers. Remember that? In week 3? And then they went on a 3-game losing streak. And then Fitzpatrick was benched week 4 for Jameis. And then Winston started the next 3. And then Winston stunk, and then they benched him for Fitz. And the whole season was a mess. So Godwin. So my point is, the Evans, the Godwins, Levante Davids, the guys that have been around, they understand. It's only 2 games. It's nice. Like Jason Light told me, it beats the alternative. But it's still 2 games. You can't lay an egg in this one. You know, they know that. So they know that. Tristan Wirfs and Godwin, and then we talked to Tristan Wirfs and Godwin, both told us Baker Mayfield's escapability is what is helping so much. There are times where, as an offensive lineman, they don't know where he is. You know, they're looking straight ahead. They're dealing with their defensive tackle or edge rusher, Wirfs is. And one time he had to look, oh, he's over there. And Godwin said that's the thing that's really impressed him. He doesn't go down, and he's able to get out of that pocket, man, and putting them in a much better situation. Again, this is going to be a bigger test. Than the first 2 games with this Eagles defense. One more thing, and I don't like to bring up, punters. Are they important? You know what? Jake Camarda, he is a freaking weapon. I was standing there as a big onslaught. Everybody, they brought him up on Wednesday. And one of the Joes, Lee, looks at me. He's like, who he? I said, he's a punter. Ah, the punter. Lee's not going to go over there with the punter. And I was like, so Lee's telling me a story, finishing this story. And I'm like, I am going to go over there and see what his mindset is. Because you know who brought up Camarda in the press box sitting next to Sage and I? Lee. He's like, he figured it out. That one punt that was 72 yards credit, it was 80 yards in the air. And I made it a point to watch him during practice this week. It is incredible. And he got NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And he was saying, it's all about the special teams. I'm nothing compared to what everybody is doing on special teams. That was him. Again, from Georgia and all this and that. I was going to send it to Pat McAfee and that bite. I should have. Todd Bowles is never really going to give you any bulletin board material. But when he was asked about the Eagles, what makes the Eagles so good? 2-0, not totally clicking, and coming off you know, getting to the Super Bowl last year and being one of the favorites. Todd Bowles says they are very talented on both sides of the ball. We're going to have to use everybody to try and win this ball game. So that's your Todd Bowles quote. It wasn't like he wasn't going to say anything. Now, Nick Sirianni, I've watched his press conferences this week. He's pretty good. He's very good with the media. Again, a lot of questions to him about the last time they played. He's like, there's been a lot of changes. He did say that he respects the hell out of Todd Bowles' defense. They're playing really well right now. How come you guys aren't clicking? How come Jalen Hurts in the passing game isn't really doing it? How come you're having to rely on the run? He's like, look, it might sound cliche. He says this over and over, and he's preaching this to the Eagles this week. Take each day. It's very boring, but take each day and get better. Get better today. Get better in the meeting today. Get better in the next day. And he asked him, he says, do you think any team at this point in the season, after two games, is playing at a Super Bowl caliber level? No. It's how do you get better by the time you're in the postseason? And that's what they're looking to do. So there's been, you know, no panic on the offense, not clicking yet. He did say, though, that he is looking forward to this Monday Night Football atmosphere in Tampa. He really is looking forward to it. And yeah, I looked down here about Baker Mayfield on Monday Night Football. I already covered that with you. Baker Mayfield, man, 87% completion rate on third down. You know, if you go to the game and they're like, third down. I love that. They were so bad last year with the GOAT. They are so good on third down. Number one in the NFL in that category of all the Mahomes and the Josh Allens and the Purdy and you name it and the Cowboys, they're number one. And Canales said it's a variety of things. Idzik is our third down specialist. He's the one that does all the studying. It's no fluke. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. They are not caught off guard on third down. They haven't been really so far. That's pretty incredible, man, for a new offense and a new offensive coordinator. It is. It's impressive. It's impressive. His passer rating, Baker Mayfield, on third down right now, 132.1. That is second in all of the NFL. His career numbers on third down, 57%, 75.7 rating. Now he's 132.1. Baker on third down, three touchdowns, 201 yards. He's 20 of 23. So again, this is a different defense that they're going to be going against. But man, oh man. I mean, and when I was watching practice, good, upbeat vibe, but business as usual. Anything different. It still is fairly hot. Like they, if you've noticed, those of you that are listening around the world, it's still summer here. It's cooler in the morning and it's cooler late at night. It's not 90 degrees at 9:30 at night, but in the middle of the day, it's still pretty hot. And now the Buccaneers, because see, right during preseason, the Bucs have been practicing in the morning in the summer. Well, now they're practicing at the hottest part of the day. But again, we're close and, you know, we're getting close to October. But, you know, just watching practice, it's business as usual. I'm just noticing that vibe when you get in that locker room. All right. I want to get to just a couple of matchups here and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Couple of matchups for you to just take a gander at. Buccaneers run defense. That's where I'm going to start because you know the Eagles can pound the rock. That's their best part of their offense. Eagles rushing. They are second in the NFL, averaging close to 180 a game. DeAndre Swift was incredible last week. Jalen Hurts is second on the team in rushing. Now, the Buccaneers' run defense, pretty damn good so far. Second in the NFL, giving up only 52 yards per rushing. The Buccaneers on offense, being able to run the football, much better last week. They are committed to the run. Where their mouth is and that talking, they've done it with Canales. They're averaging 33.5 carries per game. They ran last week 120 yards in that win over the Bears. So that's pretty damn good. The Eagles O-line. Let's go there. What's the deal? They're, if you look at it on paper, that's why you can't go by just on paper. They got three Pro Bowlers and a second-round pick. And Jalen Hurts has been sacked seven times. You know? The Buccaneers' pass rushers and the outside linebackers is actually the Buccaneers' strength. It is their most talented group. The Buccaneers have eight sacks in two games, and like I told you earlier, from seven different guys. And the Buccaneers, no turnovers in two games. That's huge. It's a plus five turnover ratio so far. Mayfield has not been throwing into coverage, double coverage, at all. He has not been making mistakes like that. If you look at the tape and you look at what he was doing in training camp or in preseason or in the offseason in those mini camps and OTAs, he was doing that. You know, but that's the time. I remember one day we're asking him something. He goes, it's May. You know, it's so he's not thrown into coverage. He's not getting sacked. He's not getting the ball stripped out. He's eluding defenders. And, oh, another thing Canales says about Baker Mayfield, he's like, go look at his college tape. That's who he is. That's what he's always done. You know, you do what you do, but now he's refined his game because he's got the experience. And he also knows this is his last shot as being a starter, but everything is cool. I will say this. The offensive play calling, I'm very impressed by Canales. It is not predictable. Last year, that Buccaneer offense was not only slow, but was so damn predictable. He said that Godwin, he told us this when he got the gig, Godwin is more than just a slot receiver. He has had him in the slot only 33% compared to the last three seasons, 50%, 60%. He also does, when he does put him in the slot, he's still a premier pass blocker. But Canales has been confusing defenses with the pre-snapped looks, and that to me has been very impressive. Now, let's look at that matchup. The offense going up against the Eagles' D. Godwin going up against the Eagles' best corner, Maddox. Maddox is very, very good. I'm going to put my money. Well, you know what? That could be a wash, but I think Mayfield, the fact that Mayfield has been hitting the open man and he's getting rid of it so quick that if Godwin, even if there's that split second, he's going to get it to Godwin. Devin White. What's been the knock on Devin White? You know, he's strong. He's a good tackler. He's pretty fast. Not the loafing. No. He corrected that. Pass coverage. Some feel that he's even a liability in pass coverage. That has not been the case in the first two games. Here's a matchup that I want you to check out in this game. Remember I said this. Devin White against their tight end Dallas Goedert. After Smith and after Brown, he is Hurts' third target. He has had a very slow start this year. He's better than that. Is this the game that he could break out? So Devin White, for all your bravado and all your energy, you need to play. You need to ball out in pass coverage in this game. I'm expecting it to be a tight game. I obviously want the Buccaneers to win. I am expecting the Eagles to start clicking. Again, I don't think that the Buccaneers can overcome being down against the Eagles in this game. The Eagles are too good. Their defensive front. is too good. And, you know, Cody Mark has had the back a little bit. Again, as long as Baker Mayfield's getting it out real quick here and making the right decisions, Evans going to get open. Godwin's going to get open. Evans is just, he's balling out, man. He's unstoppable. He is unfreaking stoppable. Trey Palmer has got the wheels. I like him. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I really, really do. I don't all of a sudden see the Buccaneers making a lot of mistakes. A lot of people, man, I'm reading and so-called experts think that the Bucs are going to get clocked. I don't see it. I don't see that. I don't think the Bucs are going to have an easy time in this game. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. Did you know, segment, did you know Bucs GM Jason Light spent 5 years, five long years with the Eagles from 2003 to 2007. We all think of Jason Light coming from the Patriots. You know, he knows Bill Belichick. 5 years in Philly. He started with as the Eagles assistant director of player personnel. He ended up the VP of player personnel the last 2 years. Did you know? Todd Bowles. What do we think of Todd Bowles? Oh, he was the Jets defensive coordinator. He was the Jets head coach and it didn't work out. He's a good defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles been around. Todd Bowles was the Eagles' secondary coach. And then in 2012, they fired their defensive coordinator, Juan Castillo. It was in October and there was plenty of season left and Todd Bowles was named the defensive coordinator. He was promoted to the interim defensive coordinator for the rest of the 2012 season. It's a little fun fact. What the heck? You know, I'll tell you guys, because I'm honest. I think honesty in podcasts works. I am so thankful I didn't do this. When we were there for the press conference for Baker Mayfield, and I don't try to think of what I'm going to ask. I just go with the flow, how it's going, and then I play off it. Something might pop into my mind. Oh, that's, you know, I'm going to ask that. No, that was just asked that. So I just go with the flow. When Brady was here, there were a couple of times I'd be like, you know what? I had a couple of questions that went viral. And I was like, okay, what can I ask him? And I'm like, no. I've been doing this, you know, 25, 30 years. Just drive there and go with the flow. When Baker brought up Rondé Barber, that's what he is really excited about for this Monday night game. And I was like, that's right. I even forgot that for a minute. Right. Rondé, of course he's going to be honored. Of course Rondé had the biggest play, that interception for a touchdown in the vet. They were going to close down the vet. I was there. I was on the sidelines when that happened. I was around. I was there in the locker room. I was working a local TV. I was there. Of course, I remember, but when he brought that up, I was thinking, oh, this is also, yeah, they're honoring, they're going back, the creamsicle. How come nobody's asked about the creamsicle? I actually thought that. Yeah, I know, it's against the Lions, but I actually had thought that in the moment, and I almost was going to, how embarrassing would this have been? Follow up. Baker. All right, you know, Rondé's going to be honored. You just said you're really excited about that. Are you excited about, like, wearing the creamsicle? Can you imagine if I had said that? That would be something that I would have my bizalls busted about forever. These streams are carried. I didn't ask it. And then I was like, wait a minute. It's the Lions, because Barry Sanders, the old black and blue. Oh, I'm so thankful I didn't ask that. There you go. I'm being honest with you. I'm human. Yeah, not perfect. Far from that. All right, listen. Thank you very much for listening to Buccaneers Kickoff, the Bucs Kickoff Podcast on the biggest, baddest, best Buccaneer informational, entertaining website in the world, joebucsfan.com. Go to Bill Curry Ford. BillCurryFord.com and ask for Sean Sullivan if you are in the need of a new vehicle, and enjoy Monday Night Football when that music plays. Oh, I'll talk to you next week, guys.